You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case heaven has found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the real Pied Piper, Mr. Artie Kornfeld.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the spirit of the Woodstock Nation, especially this week, because those who are one of my 5,300 Facebook friends, you know that I've actually been taking people through this week, you know, leading up to the festival and giving them real inside stuff. You know, you people, I haven't really pushed my book, but you really should get my book. You've seen the write-ups. Everybody says it really is special, and it really is. It's not just about Woodstock. You know, it's about John Lennon. It's about a lot of things. It's about all of us. So anyway, you can get it at Amazon, The Pied Piper of Woodstock. By the way, that song, I was actually on tour with Sonny and Cher when that record came out, and we were number 30, and that record killed us. But as the writer, I was real happy, and the fact that it stuck around all these years. And it's funny because The Pied Piper is really sort of the story of Woodstock, and I don't usually talk about Woodstock, and you all know it. But it's time to get the spirit together, because there is a challenge to our nation, just like there was when that fable was written, you know, with the rats stopping people from working and stopping kids from playing music. You know, those of you who have records out, how hard it is to even get on radio. That's why Z-Man and myself and Artists First exists, you know, so you could hear songs like Cougar Bait. And yeah, and I bring in a friend or two, you know. Going to have a great show. It's going to be me and Bob Johnson, who produced seven Dylan albums, and Johnny Cash, and Willie Nelson, and and it's going to be the two of us, and we'll cover like 60 years of production, because we were both producers at the same time in New York. So anyway, Cougar Bait, real interesting. It's sort of techno rock. I don't know if it's something I would produce, but it's something that I really thought was good, and I thought you'd enjoy hearing it, and I enjoyed hearing it. And the first song, by the way, make sure you're getting ready to vote. And I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for, but of course I'm voting for Obama. you know, you all make your choice, but show your care, you know. When I spoke at the Woodstock anniversary, the Summer of Love for 100,000 people, I said, Woodstock Nation, you're full of shit. You fell on your ass, and you didn't participate in our country, because we did have the vote. We were the biggest population because of the war ever to hit the world. And, you know, we can't sit and complain about what's happened if we didn't participate in our own future. So enough of that. You know, this show exists for the kids. The show exists for music, the bind, the glue that holds us together, the thing that makes us smile when we're crying, you know, sometimes makes us cry when we're smiling, but it all seems to balance out. Tonight, Cougar Bait, really interesting to me, and interesting enough to ask him to be on the show. So the first song, and then we'll get Sean, who is the lead, on, is called Lovecraft, and it's by Cougar Bait. And by the way, keep the spirit, hold the light, we're all playing in the same band, follow me, I'm the Pied Piper. But you know what? All of you are the Pied Piper. You are what makes it happen. Thank you so much for all the support you've given me in my life, and I try to give it back to you. So this song is called Lovecraft, and that's what it's about. So here's Cougar Bait.
Ooh, baby, I'm a fool for you.
class makes you think about love, and are you crafty with your love? Or are you hiding your love away? Someone said that. Anyway, with me is Sean Sullivan from Cougar Bait. Sean, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it was really great talking to you today, and it's good having you on tonight. And, you know, by the way, let's get one thing out of the way. Who's in the band, and who's in the band, and who plays what?
All right. Well, I'm Sean. We all have stage names, by the way. My name is Chess Rockwell,
right.
And I play guitar, lead vocals, and keyboards. And then we got Rod Hamilton on lead guitar. We have Buck Strokem on bass, and we got C.T. Luscious on drums and percussion.
That's great names. You know, my first record, my name was Jess Wild.
Nice.
J-E-S-S-W-Y-L-D. Jess Wild. You know, anyway, it come out. It was my first record. Yeah, really cool, really interesting to me. And where did you record this?
We actually recorded it at a friend of ours. He has a home studio in Shirley, right in Shirley, Mass. It's a really small town. And we had an outside producer kind of help us out with the final mix of it. So, yeah, it was kind of an independent project for us.
Yeah, no, I've been there and done that. And it's, you know what? It's really makes you feel good when you do that. It's a great way to do a record if you know where you're going. And
yeah,
you know, having listened to what I heard, you know, you definitely were on target, and I think you hit your target. Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, it was fun making it. So
yeah, because I'm a tough audience, and if I like something, you know, it's like, you know, I don't say to every band I really like what you did, but I really like what you did, by the way.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah,
it's different for me because it's sort of techno. What was the name you gave it?
Rocktronica is what we like to call it.
Rocktronica?
Yeah, a little bit of rock, a little bit of electronica.
Rocktronica, Happy Hanukkah, Veronica, Rocktronica.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all go together like two birds in a feather, huh?
Yeah.
Two birds in a feather sounds pretty sexual.
Yeah.
So the same old, you know, forget the hack questions, but obviously you got into music when you started breathing, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I was raised on classic rock and all the greats. So,
yep. Right, who did your dad listen to?
Oh, he listened to every classic rock, you know, a lot of Zeppelin, Aerosmith. He listened to some Guns N' Roses and stuff from the '80s, but he kind of raised me on the Beatles and the Beach Boys and Chuck Berry. You know, he started me off. I grew up until I was in, like, elementary school thinking the Beatles were still around just because they were always playing in my house, you know?
You know, it's so strange. Every single act you named, I work with, you know, because I did the Aerosmith Nightmare Tour and I did the Walking in the Sand, you know, worked with the Beatles, wrote with Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, you know. You just about hit my scope of friends and people that I work with.
Yeah, no, that's why we're so honored, you know, for you having us. I really want to thank you. I mean, you're one of the greats, you know. It means a lot having us on here, so.
You know what, I'm a great jerk sometimes, too. But, you know, when I'm a jerk, I'm a really good jerk.
Right.
You know, I'm not a jerk off, you know, but I may be a jerk. I don't cross that line. You know, you could hire that, I guess. So, who does the writing?
I mainly do the writing. I mean, I'll come up with the main riffs for the song, you know, verse, chorus, and then I'll present it to the band, and it definitely changes a lot once the band gets involved. So, I mean, I don't want to take all the credit for the songs, you know. They definitely come into their own once I present them to the rest of the band. So.
Right, yeah, no, I know, because even when I use a lot of studio musicians, too, and I've been in bands, and, you know, it just seems that everything morphs together into something good if the players are right.
Yeah, it's magical hearing it come together once everyone's playing it, too. It's really cool.
I've said it before. Don't you love that moment in the studio when something like the rhythm section, and you sit and listen, and you really hit it? You know, you hit what you were going for.
It clicks and comes together so well.
I mean, it's orgasmic. It really is. You know, yeah. I've talked about it. You know, to people that sold millions of records on the show too. That's still a high point in life. You know, when you're in the studio and you hit something right on the head, and you know, and you nailed it. You know, and what a great feeling that is. And for me as a producer, if it's someone else, when it, like say Bert Sommer, who I play a lot of and produced, when you hit it for someone else, it's really great because you've taken theirs and embraced it as your own. And you know, and you give it up, you know, you give it up for whoever you're working with. And I think that's what makes a band good. So I guess you guys all give it up for each other.
Oh, yeah, yep.
You know, because, you know, so the rhythms are really tight, you know, so I really appreciate the music. Thank you. When did you get the band together, this band?
This band, it started back in 2009, beginning of 2009. It started as, you know, as any band does, just kind of some jam sessions, you know, a couple of instruments going. And we realized, you know, we had some chemistry. We had a different drummer at the time at the jam sessions. But, yeah, really 2009, we took on the name Cougar Bait, and we started doing some backyard shows, you know. End of 2009, we started getting into some clubs. We got our permanent lineup, which is right now the end of or mid-2010, I believe, so.
Right, right. You play a lot in the New England area.
Yeah, we play all over Mass, you know, in Boston and Worcester. We just booked some shows up in New Hampshire. We played up in Maine, down in Rhode Island. So, yeah, we're all over New England, and we're looking to branch out pretty soon, though. So,
yeah, the joy for me is really the fact that you know that your music is being heard by a lot of people right now, and that's important because you didn't write it and record it for it not to be heard.
Yeah.
You know, and with radio as screwed as it is, and with payola and all the stuff people have to go through to get radio play, you know, and that's why I do the show, and I do it for free, you know. Z-Man does his board for free, you know, and it's so talented people like you, you know, it could be heard.
Yeah, no, seeing people enjoy, like, the energy that you're creating is, like, it's a really magical thing, you know. It's a great
thing. Yeah, well, that's because I love it.
Like, all the work you put in, you know.
Oh well, you know it's really a labor of love. You know, it was so weird because I had to pick someone up at the airport, and I got here at like 2 minutes after 10. You know, and fortunately Z-Man hadn't called me yet because I would have been missing in action. You know, so come home with what was it? Lovecraft, by the way. When did you write that song?
Let's see. I wrote that song the end of last summer, and we didn't get around to recording it for a while because we were doing so many shows. We recorded at the beginning of this year, but I wrote it last summer. And, you know, I started getting into a lot of funk at the time, which is kind of, you know, why it has the pulsy bass line. And, you know, I just wanted something really upbeat and, you know, we're a really positive vibe band, you know. So it's just kind of about having good times with, you know, girls and going out and partying. And,
you know. Yeah, I've been there. It's funny because, you know, I you know, my stuff was played on the same, you know, I knew the people at AAF and they played you, you know, and yep. And BCN, you know, I was always tied with BCN.
Yep.
NGB, was it one?
Yeah.
Was not around. That was not around then. Unregular radio. That's a funny, is that actually a station, Unregular Radio? Or
yes, that's an internet, inner Boston city, it's an internet radio station for local music, and those guys are great. Yeah, they support local artists a lot, so.
Right. Well, last week I really announced to the world what this really is. What it really is this is pirate radio. And why pirate radio came to be off the coast of England was the same thing. There was only one place to get played in England, and that was on the BBC. You know, and you couldn't get played, and the guys who put up pirate radio, they really set the course for FM radio, you know, to happen. You know, they were first, and this is sort of like the pirate radio. You know, we're the rebels.
Yeah,
you know, but I'll match the quality of the music that's on this show, including tonight. You know, with anything being played right now in the world, the good thing is that we all get together, and it's good to concentrate on people who deserve it. And I could hear the work you put into this, and you deserve it. Come home with me tonight.
Yeah, that's...
Was that to someone particularly? Did you write that to someone in particular?
Just going back to Lovecraft, I wanted to mention that we did have a music video come out, and you can check it out on CougarBayMusic.com. And that music video really opened up some doors for us as well. We just got, I don't know if you heard, an endorsement deal from Snagle Guitars of Bangkok, Thailand.
Really?
Yeah, so those guys saw the video overseas and really liked our stuff, so they decided to start working with us, which is great because they're over there building me a custom guitar and everything, and they're really supportive, so I wanted to give them a shout-out, definitely.
Well, that's great because, you know what, we're not far because all of a sudden, about a month ago when we started to pick up on all the hits from Hong Kong?
Yeah.
You're telling me.
Yeah, it didn't just happen. I mean, like, it happened like thousands of people, you know, having lunch and listening to the show, you know, and I thought it was really great as far as, you know, because I definitely am for green. I am for the green earth, and I am for peace, definitely, you know, and, you know, and there's not a lot of it going on. I was just thinking, what are people going to do to get vegetables and stuff with all the droughts and everything drying up? You know, all the people that said, remember the scientists and the politicians were saying, oh, there's no global warming. And now we find out that, you know, like, I don't know what percentage of it, but a lot of our farmland is now so parched because of the droughts that they can't even plant there. So God almighty, I mean, a baked potato may be $5 to buy.
Yeah, it's, you know, really sad, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, and it's for the kids and the ones that, you know, it's the ones that are going to, you know, you have the obligation because my generation's handing it over to you, you know, and you got to deliver, you know, and you're doing it with music, and what better way to do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all in the spirit of Woodstock, you know. It all comes back.
Well, yeah. What if I would have called it like Joe's Horny Hut? And 3 days of piece of music at Joe's Horny Hut. Make sure you're there. Be there or be square. Toilet paper is free. Anyway, why don't you come home with me tonight? That's not to you personally, Sean. Because I am home, and I actually have two women here tonight, Caroline and her daughter.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm up to my head in women.
An eyeliner vixen staring back at me. She walks across the club and the whole place stops. It got so quiet you could hear the jaws drop. She had long black hair hanging down to her ass. She looked like she wanted some but still had class. Her legs are so smooth when there's no light they shine. Yeah, I need this girl to be mine. She wore a little black dress to match her jet black eyes. A smile so bright that it could light up the skies. Glass body with the right amount of curves. Come over here, baby, get the love you deserve. She looks across the room and she catches my eye. She's on her way over here, it's no surprise. She says that she's been eyeing me for quite some time, and now she wants to know what's on my mind. Look at here, baby, I don't know your name, but something about the way you move is sparking my flame. I promise, baby girl, that I can treat you right. How'd you like to come home with me? Yeah, come home with me tonight. I need a girl just for me with a sexy walk, who paints a pretty picture with the way she talks. Let me sleep all day and keeps me up all night. I need a girl who's gonna put up a fight. We walked into the middle of the floor to dance. I said to myself, well, here's my chance. I leaned in so she put her head on my shoulder. I turned to her ear, and this is what I told her. Look at here, baby, I don't know your name. Something about the way it moves is sparking my flame. I promise, baby girl, that I can treat you right. I'd like to come home with me tonight. We can leave in our cars right outside.
Yeah. So who did you have in mind when you wrote Coming With Me Tonight? Anybody in particular?
I don't think anyone in particular. It was a while ago. That was really the first song I ever wrote with the band. That was the first song we ever did and performed. I was just kind of, you know, trying to go for the catchy pop rock, riff rock kind of vibe, you know.
Yeah, because it does have a retro feeling to it. Even though it's super modern tech, it has a retro feeling, which I love, you know, because it's a good song, you know. What I don't like are the bands that think because they have a good rhythm track, you know, they could bury the vocals and it's going to be great, you know, because they could go play live for an hour and do the same song. And
right.
I think guys forget, if you're going to be a songwriter, you got to write the song.
Yep.
If you're going to record, you better really take your time and put all you have into your heart and soul into everything you do.
Yeah.
Mainly
it's so much, you know, a positive, fun song. We just want to have fun with it, you know. That's pretty much what we're all about, so.
Right. You guys hang together?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yes, it's hard not to because you basically are family at that point.
Yeah, it really
yeah.
is.
It's like with your brothers, yeah.
Yeah, practicing shows, writing. It's, you know, you're together half the week when it comes down to it, you know.
Right. So. Let me ask you something. What do you think about what's happening in America right now?
I think the election is very important. You know, that's coming up. Really comes down to, it's a good time to decide what kind of culture we want to live in as Americans, you know. And, you know, all these problems with, you know, guns and violence and movie theaters, and it's really just sad, you know. It comes down to what kind of, where, how do we want to live, you know. Do we want all this going on, or do we want to cut back on the guns and...
Yeah, well, you know, this, you know, I don't have one, and yes, I was certified as a sharpshooter by the NRA when I was 13 in North Carolina, and then I happened to shoot at a bird and kill it, and I got rid of the gun and never picked one up again, and it was always one in the house because my dad was a cop. You know, I couldn't say that because you had to say policeman, because if you said cop, that was disrespect.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, and having a wonderful father, you know, and he taught judo at the police academy in New York, and just having a wonderful father, I always respected that. I never did like the part, even though I was active with SDS and the revolutionary groups in the 60s, while I was doing the music and sneaking in through songs and the acts I signed, you know, my political point of view with, I don't know, it's just good. Where do you think this country should go? Do you think that it should be medication for everybody and doctors like Canada has?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of give and take with that. I do like the fact that everyone should get health care. You know, why shouldn't you get health care? Like, if you can't afford it, you really should be helped out. Like, who deserves not to get help that they need? You know. So I guess I do agree that it should be given to all Americans. You know, it's a tough battle because of, you know, some people don't want to get taxed for it. Some people really need it. Some people say it's not that important. They should be able to pay for it. But I think bottom line is, if people need help, they should get it.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like, I might have said on the air before, but on my trips to India, you know, what I saw in India, and my first trip, which was like 5 years ago, I came back and I said to Caroline, you know what, I almost see where America's going, because I saw what was happening during the second Bush term, and I saw freedom starting to disappear. You know, and I saw the wealthy start to take over, and I knew that in India, and I knew the head of parliament. You know, I knew him. I knew a lot of guys in parliament because I was over there, and I got a lot of publicity. And I knew these people, and I said to Caroline, I said, you know, what scares me is if it keeps going, I can see the United States with 1% controlling, like in India, 99% of all the money,
yeah.
And the other and. If you just see what I saw with my eyes, if everybody out there should just see what I saw, in India, where I looked out of my hotel room. I looked at this big, like a football field-sized concrete, and I saw at night, during the day, there was all kinds of shops, and then at night, the shops would be gone, and people would sweep, and they'd put down just one blanket, and a family of five would just cuddle up next to each other with no cover even on them, and sleep on the ground, and then in the morning, they'd get up and sweep and go about their day. And their day was really little kids, 6 and 7 years old, was going around begging. And, you know, and whatever they made didn't go to the family. It went to the bosses who controlled their neighborhoods, you know, because there's a big mafia in like Bombay or Mumbai, whatever you want to call it. And I saw that. Yeah, and when I hear some of the things going on in America right now, it sort of scares me.
Yeah, you know? Well, I mean, what path are we going down, really, you know?
It scares me for you, because I'll be gone when the shit really hits the fan, you know, I'll be gone, you know, but while I'm here, if I can make it hit the fan sooner, I'm going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Not advocating anarchy or violent overthrow, but I've had thoughts about it, you know, I can't help it, you know, you just... You just see the fact that these, God, you know, this country has segregation. I mean, there's segregation in America.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think people really realize that, you know, that I think 60% of America is non-Caucasian. So actually white is a minority here.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, white is the color of those guys in the billionaire club. And to think that they could buy our country, you know, it throws me into darkness. And I just was listening to your song about 2 hours ago, Darkness, because I really liked it and I related to what you said. So what made you write this song, Darkness? Because I really liked it.
Darkness is kind of, you know, I wanted to get into more serious kind of songwriting, because all the rest of them were just kind of about, you know, girls and partying and stuff you like to do on weekends, you know. But I wanted to get into a more serious subject matter, and, you know, everyone in their life has a form of, you know, loss and regret, and I really wanted to write a song about that, because, you know, I've depression has been all around me my whole life. You know, I know a lot of people that suffer from depression, and, I mean, I really don't, and a lot of times it's hard for me to, you know, really see where they're coming from and, like, see how you can, you know, live that down. And it kind of hurts me sometimes, so I wanted, you know, just to kind of write this to say, you know, come out of the darkness and, you know, see the light. You know, there's good stuff out there. You just gotta realize it and come out and, you know, bask in the sunlight and get out of the shadows, really.
That's great. As a matter of fact, we're going to play Darkness now, but at the end of the show, I think we're playing a song I produced with an artist named Bert Sommer, who was incredible. And, you know, because of political reasons, didn't get in the Woodstock movie, but he did get the only standing ovation at Woodstock, and it's called Hold the Light. So I think by doing what you're doing, you are fighting the darkness, because your music does, even if this is a heavy song, it still takes me to a place in my mind that I want to get out of. So, you know, thanks for helping me get off, literally, you know, from the place that I've been in for the last couple of days in frustration, just hearing all the lies and stuff on radio, you know, and on TV. So, anyway, the darkness.
Badly for your crimes. still gone. Lost along this guilty road. I know why you still feel all this pain that you can't heal. Step outside and dry those tears you've been crying all these years. We don't want you to feel down. No one blames you for it now. This house is haunted by your mind. It darkens over time. I'll try to take the pain away, shed some light upon your day. And I don't know why you still feel all this pain that you can't heal. Step outside and dry those tears that you've been crying all these years. We don't want you to feel down. No one blames you for it
to the spirit, you know. How's your spirit out there tonight? Is it good? You know, I hope so. You know, if you're hurting, you know, I am hurting. It's hard for me to be up if anybody anywhere is hurting. I just do my best to those I touch or that touch me, to, you know, to make them happy and so we could all get through this this darkness, you know. You know, where do you how do you have the record going out? What facilities do you use to sell the record? I call them records still because yeah. You know, I've been doing records my whole life.
Yeah, we sell them all at live shows, obviously, but you can buy all of our stuff. Actually, all of these songs so far, Lovecraft is up for free download on our website at cougarbaitmusic.com. So you just go to the homepage and it'll say free download. You can just click it, and grab it for free, and then all the other songs are on our first EP, and you can go to the music store and download the whole album for just $5.
Right, you know, it's really something, you know, because we talk and I listen to you and I could hear that, you know, you put everything you had into doing this, and it's sort of touching. It's touching that even with things the way they are right now, where it's so hard to, you know, even get by. You know, it's like I'm stretched every month. You know, it's like I'm not like. You know, I couldn't go out and spend a lot of bread, even if I had it to spend, because I feel guilty when there's people in this country starving to death and can't get any work at all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, so that's why I guess I related to the song Darkness, you know, because I saw some things on TV that, you know, with all the shootings and stuff, it's just, you know, It's like the channel I watch is I watch the Western Channel because I like the black and white of Gunsmoke and Wagon Train. And
yep.
I like the fact that there's truth and there's not truth. And I like the fact that the good guy usually wins. You know, and that's the way it should be. And right now, I feel politically, because of money, the bad guys are taking over. And everybody out there, you really can make a difference. You know, if you want your kids to have a chance, you know, I'm going to just say it. You know, in my opinion, you should vote for Obama. But either way, get involved with the system because the system needs to be changed. If they were sitting right now, the same guys who wrote the Constitution, it would come out a whole other way because that Second Amendment was not meant for guys to be sitting in Congress wearing, like a couple of congressmen wanted, wearing guns in the holsters. You know, could you imagine that? You know, guys in Congress wearing pistols, packing heat. You know, it's almost like, you know, imagine, you know, all the people on the left had gang jackets on, you know. And on the other side of the
aisle, right?
Yeah, you know, someone should write a song. Actually, I shouldn't even give it away, so I'm not going to say it because it's a great title. Sorry, guys, but I got a great title, but you may never hear it. But it sounds great. It's already finished in my head. I already recorded it. You know, when did you write "Soul to Tame"?
"Soul to Tame." I want to say it was right before our first EP came out, and. That would have been beginning of last summer, I want to say. And that was really when we started, you know, I kind of got into more funk and, like, that whole kind of electronic feel, and it definitely has a deeper groove to it, you know, and it starts off with a great bass line from our bass player, Buck Strokem. And, it's basically about, you know, the power of love and seduction, and, you know, it's basically a girl calling up a guy and saying, you know, let's put all these silly games aside and, just, you know, do what we want to do.
Right. Let's hear it.
playing these games. You know you just amaze me, but I need a soul to take. She said, come over, baby, but I'm tired of playing these games. You know you drive me crazy, but I need a soul to.
Heavy tonight because, you know, heavy things are going down, but you know what? So also good things. You know, a lot more people have jobs. I don't care about what the, if it was 0.1% off and it showed that it was 8-point-something instead of 8-point-something. You know, the fact was X number of people had got jobs this month, and it's been going up every month, you know, and since Obama got in, there's a lot of people with jobs that didn't have jobs for a long time. So, you know, nobody's perfect, you know, and I'd love to vote for Romney because maybe I could give him the money so he could put a fourth floor on his garage. So he could have a four floor garage, you know. I don't dislike the guy. I just really dislike the guy. He doesn't really represent me, you know.
Right.
Somehow they do, and I respect that everybody's feeling. You know, just don't come to my door, I'll blow your head off. You know, so, by the way, what about Facebook?
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that if you can find us on Facebook at Cougar Bait Official, and you can feel free to like us. We like having likes. And our drummer, CT Lush, is actually on there right now. He's been talking to some people we posted. He's going to be doing a live chat right now. So if you have any questions about the band or you just want to say hi to us, he'll get right back to you. He's on the live chat as we speak. So, Cougar Bait Official.
That's cool. And, you know, I'm going to go over and I always check Facebook after the show, so I might be on too. Yeah, great music, great night. I heard you live because I've already heard this, and it's really good, and it's a good way to go out, and what a great title, Oh. You know, if I was a little heavy tonight, you know what? That's because I'm feeling that way. You know, and you know, take it any way you want to. I love you. So, oh, what have we done? Anyway, written by Cougar Bait, sung by Sean, playing the guitar. Oh, and this is live, and it was recorded in Somerville.
Yep, at the Precinct in Somerville. So, yeah, it was a couple months ago. It was a pretty cool show. And, yeah, this was right off the soundboard, so it's good.
See, now that you mention it, we should give you a $10,000 fee.
Right? Yeah, that was a good plug right there.
Yeah, right. tell him, go out and get Artie's book, will you?
Yeah, go get his book. It's a good book.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, what you done to me. I never will forget what you done to me. live in Somerville. The audience reaction was really good to that, you know, because I heard the whole cut, you know. People get off when you play that song.
Yeah, yeah, it's got that whole, you know, improv organic stuff in the middle that we kind of, you know, we like the whole jam band feel, and, you know, we're much hard, more hard rock and electronic, but we kind of want to take that aspect of it and throw it into our stuff, too. So.
Right. I really appreciate you being here, Sean, and I really like your band.
Thanks so much.
And, you know, if I was, you know, I was in a very dark place, you know, because of some personal thing and some people close to me very ill. And, you know, and it was really good to have you on tonight. It was perfect music to pull me, you know, music always pulls me out of wherever I am. You know, in the dark side, and thank you so much, and thanks for being here. And I'm sure everybody out there is saying thank you too. And I really wish you all the best. That you got my number. If you want to call and you need advice, give me a call, bro.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much for having me. It was a blast.
Yeah, everybody out there, you know, back Cougar Bait, back the bands that are playing around, because you know, you got to have music to see, and not everybody could afford $200 a ticket. You know, at the Live Nation show. So, you know, there's better music being played in stations like, and I call it pirate radio, than is being played, because I know the inside and I know the game and I know the games that are being played, you know, to get songs on the radio. And this is real, you know, this is real, listening to music with friends. And all of you out there, I love you so much. You know, and by the way, I'm going to keep talking about Woodstock on Facebook as it winds down each day, what was going on. And I really wish you would get my book, because you'd really be shocked. It would change your life. So thank you very much. And Sean, you have anything to say?
Yeah, check us out at CougarBaitMusic.com and like us on Facebook at CougarBait Official. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, everybody, remember, hold the light.
And I've seen where I'd like to be. It's a place where your mind is free. If you've seen it, better keep it, don't let go. Hold the light, it's so bright. I can't describe it, but it's right and easy to find. I want to do. I can try to enlighten you. If you've seen it, better keep it, don't let go.